The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Our president in the last 6 months has us reeling with the swiftness of far-out laws which will indebt our grandchildren for many years, laws which our Congress does not even have time to read before they vote. Everything is in a panic and not thought out well. Now comes a law so vicious and evil that former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee and Human Events, a credible conservative weekly, will try to expose and defeat. And because I feel so deeply against this evil law, I will help to get the information out before Obama and the Congress ram it through quietly and quickly. So, dear listeners, in July 2007, Barack Obama promised a group of his supporters that if elected president, he would sign perhaps the most evil piece of legislation in the history of our republic. It's called the Freedom of Choice Act, or FOCA, F-O-C-A. But don't let the title fool you, because it's not about freedom of choice at all, and it's about forcing every American to support abortion on demand, not just as a fundamental right, but as a taxpayer-funded entitlement. But the compulsion would not stop there, because FOCA would also assault the conscience rights of doctors, nurses, and hospitals that oppose abortion on religious or moral grounds, forcing them to provide abortion or face professional decertification, loss of funding, lawsuits, and even prosecution. This is unadulterated blackmail. Make no mistake, FOCA is the most radical piece of pro-abortion legislation ever proposed, one that would go far beyond Roe v. Wade in making abortion a government-protected and taxpayer-supported right. That's why we're asking you to be alert and make an effort to stop this outrageous piece of legislation before it even reaches the president's desk. In his 2007 campaign pledge to Planned Parenthood members, Obama promised that signing FOCA would be the first thing he would do as president. The only reason he has not followed through on that promise is that the Democratic Congress has yet to introduce and pass it because, at this moment, they have bigger fish to fry. In a nutshell, here is what this despicable law will do. Number one, it will establish abortion as a fundamental right, elevating it to the same status as the right to vote and the right to free speech. Number two, what they want to do is eliminate every restriction on abortion nationwide. Number three, they want to compel taxpayer funding of abortion through state and federal welfare programs, federal employee insurance plans, and in military hospitals. And finally, number four, they want to force faith-based hospitals and health care facilities to perform abortions and force doctors and nurses to provide counseling and referral for abortions. In a democracy, the government does not force private institutions. Please be alert about FOCA. Inform your friends and tell Congress, no, this is an abominable law, and we the people emphatically reject it. These types of laws do not fit in a democratic society. They fit in socialism and communism, and that is precisely where Obama is taking us. Are we going to sit still and let him steal our country as we know it? I say, hell no. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.